832-281-713, better known as H-Town, Houston, Texas. You already know what it is. For the culture, for the people, for the conversation, it is The Remix. And as always, it's me, it's the D-R-E. And I'm joined by these illustrious co-hosts. T2, say what's up to the people.
T-who? That's me. Hey!
W-Y-N-N, say what's up to our family friends.
Yo,
listen. On today, listen, there's some posts that came out. First of all, we got to get this out the way because this is very important. So, listen, comedian AJ Johnson, you might know him from Friday. He was Ezell in Friday. He died the other day.
Rest in peace.
Our condolences. Feeling so bad.
Oh my God. That's so sad, man. I just hear him saying, Smokey! Smokey! Like, listen.
Rest in peace, man.
And think about how many people from Friday actually are gone now.
Yeah.
The original Friday.
There's
they're
like five
gone.
Or six people.
Yeah,
at least, yeah.
At least five, six. Yeah, it's so sad. So shout out, rest in power and rest in peace, comedian AJ Johnson. You know, definitely praying for his family, sending positive vibes to them. So there's a couple things that are on Instagram. Listen, we love Instagram because it's all kind of foolishness that takes place on Instagram. There is a Texas mom that lost it in the library because there was a book at the school. She was in a board meeting. There was a book at the school that talked about anal sex. We're going to talk about that in a minute. She lost all her shit, like every bit of it. So we got to talk about that. Now, also, we got to talk about this, and this is very important. The Fugees are reuniting for a world tour. 25th year. I'm so excited to see the Fugees. Wyclef, Lauryn Hill,
maybe
if she decides to show up, we hoping so. Does. We hoping so.
Y'all
I would love to see him.
Pick L Boogie up. Y'all pick up.
Pick her up.
Pick up.
Make sure she in the car. So we just wanted to get that out the way. And also, Kevin Gates said something very interesting on Instagram. He said, this is, and I quote, "If a woman comes in the bathroom and talks to me while I'm taking the shit, I find that very romantic." Hashtag bae, you cut different. Listen, we talking about that foolishness today on The Remix. Keep it locked. Yo, we are back. You are still here, and so are we. Make sure that you follow all the foolishness on Spotify, exclusively on Spotify. Make sure that you follow us on all social media platforms. Shout out to our sponsor, Rolfe Financial Services, a holistic approach to your wealth building possibilities. Check them out, ROLFEfinancialservices.com. And we are recording live from the Creative Mind Studio right here in Houston, Texas. Shout out. So, listen. Oh, my God. Listen.
Put the kids out.
Yes, yeah, so please put the kids to bed because this one right here, I don't know. There is a lady. It was on Instagram. It's courtesy of TMZ. Courtesy of TMZ. And here's what the article says. A Texas mom used her time at the podium during a school board meeting to rant about sexually explicit content, namely anal sex. The woman, who is being identified online as Cara Bell, attended the meeting, which was supposed to be about COVID, to bring up her concerns in a book available to middle school students. Now, here's what she said. According to Bell, the book titled Out of Darkness.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize.
Oh,
that's so ironic.
No pun intended. By Ashley Hope Perez, features a section about anal sex, which she feels is highly inappropriate. Bell told the board, "I do not want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school," Bell said. "I've never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids to have anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health." She was serious about nothing stick going up in her ass. That's what she was serious about.
And she's lying.
I smell a liar.
Because why are you so adamant about not having anal sex again?
She don't want her babies to be turned out like she is.
Yeah, she didn't.
Either she was traumatized and or she enjoyed said experience and is embarrassed that she enjoyed said experience. And
that's how she
not.
Ended up with their daddy.
Just exactly.
Bust that thing open for a real one.
Oh, Lord.
She was like, I could just hear it. I don't want my kids to know about anal sex. I don't want to have
anal sex.
And for a second, I thought you were going to say her name was Karen.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be Karen.
Sounds Karen-ish.
But we're supposed to be talking about COVID and masks and keeping the kids safe. You talking about nothing going up in your poop chute.
So do you think that perhaps she feels like maybe you can catch COVID from anal sex?
It's a lot of theories out here.
I mean, to be
conspiracies.
I don't think that's how COVID
stay away from the doodoo
spreads. But like, I feel like she should have brought that up some at a whole different time.
Did you say stay away from doodoo variant?
That is not fair.
Doodoo variant.
The anal variant.
Oh, stay away, Lord.
There's the mu. There's the gamma, sigma, lambda, delta. Now there's the anal variant.
Omega.
Gotta stay away from the anal variant.
But I just want to know, like, with it, like, how does she?
So were there? Hopefully, there were no kids present. Because if there were, I'm sure if they didn't know what anal sex is, although I'm sure they did. But if by chance they didn't, I'm pretty sure they Googled it immediately.
Absolutely. Look, Pornhub is free. These kids ain't have to wait. As soon as they figured out that porn anal was the same thing as corn, just with enter. A T, they were able to find it.
Oh,
it was over.
Yeah, I'm going like, wait a minute, that goes up in there?
I mean, hey,
is I'm serious.
She has every right to not want her absolutely child to learn about anal sex.
She does.
However,
I don't want to hear
your right
schoolboy meeting though.
Not about COVID. Like that's way. I mean, not. You can't compare COVID and anal together like that. To me, I don't think. Right. I can't stand y'all.
I don't answer the question at all because I don't have an opinion.
I'm going to just assume that's rhetorical and not that you really wanted somebody to respond.
I almost did, but I digress.
I just think.
I think to somewhat answer to your question, I think you recover from COVID much quicker.
No.
I just like, y'all ain't shit. I'm about to hit. For those of you that are listening, wherever it is that you're listening from,
ba-dum-tsh,
the looks on their faces were priceless.
So,
okay. COVID is what, 14?
I'm just saying, like, she was
really. Don't go to, don't leave the house.
Oh my God. Oh, she was like burnt up about this. She needed to. You finna get all this smoke about this anal sex. That, and it probably wasn't even. It might not even been about anal sex in the book. It might have been.
I might not know what the book said.
I want to know what the book said. And then, but the thing of it is, the title it says is "Out of Darkness." So, like,
maybe. Yeah, I'm gonna just quit while I'm ahead. I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead because.
Oh my God!
And here's the thing, you know, for her being overly restrictive, and parents that are overly restrictive, don't think that your children are not, you know, talking about stuff or doing stuff when they're not in your presence. They have friends at school and they have cell phones. And
hell, we have friends at school.
Man,
yeah, we have friends at school. They got cell phones.
They got
cell phones. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No. We have friends. They got cell phones.
No,
they got.
I mean,
handheld computers. Is what they got.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Because I couldn't even get Napster on my cell phone back in the day. All I could get was Snack.
No. Mm-mm.
Now they got real anacondas on their cell phones these days. Just saying. I don't know if y'all saw it. This is closely related. I don't know if y'all saw the article about the young lady who was a parent of a child, and all of her son's friends saw her OnlyFans account.
What?
And they were showing them pictures of it and talking about it in class, and people were like all up in arms, upset, saying, wait, why would you expose your child?
But to first of all, you have to pay for that. So whose parent credit card or debit card are you using?
These kids got their own credit cards.
Oh, but no, real talk though.
Some OnlyFans are free too.
Yeah, but
from what I've heard.
Yeah, but if based off of what we're talking about, the content, I would assume that you still have to pay for that because some people will, especially for that type of content, ain't showing nothing for free.
I don't have an OnlyFans subscription.
Somebody ain't eating that lunch. They saving up their lunch money.
let's go ahead and get this out in the open. I do not have an OnlyFans.
Yeah,
account.
I don't. I'm,
you can search my name. You're not gonna find it. You know why? Because I ain't gonna pay for something that's free. However, there are some people that advertise on different platforms that advertise on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And they will get show links to like their free content to make people buy it.
I just don't know how I would
how
feel
do you know
about.
This?
Say again.
How you know this?
I because I see a lot of the links on Twitter. There's a couple that I follow, and I can't recall their name.
So you clicked
on
one?
No, because it's not my thing.
I mean, I know, but you said that once you click on it, they might have free stuff.
No, they say had it posted in the tweet. Say you know, check out our free content if you like it. You know, click here to subscribe.
Okay, I'll try.
I don't know how I will feel about seeing one of my friends, friends' mamas. On OnlyFans, I don't know how I would feel.
It's probably gonna depend on how my friend mama look.
Well, that's true. Because let me tell you something. Now this is some real shit
just
right
like
here.
Like a dude.
So I was in grade school. I'm not gonna tell the school. I'm not gonna tell my friend's name or his mama. I'm gonna just say the school's right around the corner from my house in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All right. Anyway, so his mama, we was real good friends, and his mama was the clerk in school.
Oh Lord.
Now, which negative and positive, because the positive is, you know, hey, like,
look me up.
Your mama lives right down there, you know, I mean, works right down there at the, you know, in the office. Negative is, if you get in trouble, you're going to see your mama that works right down there in the office. Now, the clerk, and I'm not going to call her name, I almost did at the time. The clerk, I mean, we just all thought she was fine. The clerk was fine. I mean, she was fine. And, you know, we, fourth grade, you know, and we like, man, yo, now we ain't saying this to him, but like, we walk by, like, man-ish. I just need to go to the office. What you need? I just fix something out when I get here. I'm going to the office.
I need some pencils.
I'm just saying. Now, maybe if we were that age again in this particular era and they had OnlyFans and she had an OnlyFans account, I'm checking that out.
You're gonna
survive. I'm checking that OnlyFans out.
He is not saving, yes, he is saving his school lunch money.
Yeah, hey, listen, yeah,
I'm gonna be out here doing it.
But this is the thing, parents, I need you to understand something about your children. Your children can probably teach you a few things about sex that you didn't know. Now, we don't want to. However, our kids are exposed to a whole lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
And this is the weird thing. They don't even have to be looking for it. Like back in the day, we had to like search out inappropriate content, right?
What's that say about us?
Hey, listen, I was who I was. And don't judge me, damn it. So this is no lie. I'm scrolling on Twitter. Just scrolling. I'm looking. Most of my Twitter feed is news and that type of thing. Have no idea how in the world they suggested this, but they suggested this profile, and I looked at it and I'm like, this can't be real. So I had to click on the profile just to see if I was tripping, and the profile was completely X-rated. I mean, they was doing all types and kinds of things, so much so to the fact I had to check and make sure that I didn't follow them by accident, because somebody will see me following them and think, what is kind of freaky stuff is
this? So you follow it? You follow.
Listen, right. Anal was lightweight compared to the stuff they was doing on there. I was like, wait a minute.
Lightweight, yikes.
Lightweight. And this is the stuff that our kids are exposed to. Let's not even talk about some of the stuff that they perhaps may be talking about and trying. When they're not in our presence.
Listen, this is a true story. I can't make this up. So one night, the missus is not home. I'm at home in the bed. Now I'm asleep. Now she comes in the house, and all she hears when she comes in the door is,
she came up there with the pistol, didn't she?
Now she come in the room like, I just know he. Why does it gotta be me? Why does it have to be me? I'm asleep. Why you think it would be me? And foolish enough, with all the hardware we got up in there packing and artillery and weapons and shit, did you think it would be me acting a fool in the room and you ain't here? So she realized, she comes in, I'm asleep. So she's like, wait a minute. She goes to the back room. Our youngest son is watching porn. I'm see the shit is up loud. It's on TV. it's in surround sound. Bowl stereo.
Wow. He want to hear everything.
Booty on bowl.
No. Ah, man.
And she walked in. She was like, what are you doing?
Clearly, I'm watching.
And this is, I'm just like, so the point is.
Other than me blasting my son.
Yeah. Oh, right. Listen, stop watching so much more. I'm just saying.
So much. He said, stop watching so much.
No, at the time, but at the time he was like, it's, you know, but he was, but it's the thing.
He got out of control.
He was curious. But we found out he was curious. But okay. All kids are curious.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was curious like that. I'm telling you. The scrambler by, listen,
I'll just say thank God I was born in 1983 and not 2003.
Shout out.
Listen.
It's a lot.
It would be a problem. It'd be a major problem. I remember myself at 13.
Oh,
14,
man.
And 15.
Terrible.
Oh God. Terrible. 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 Ain't even, man, listen, I thought I was, you know, Mr. Pipe.
I think I was pretty great.
You know, what was the dude that used Mr. Marcus? I thought I was Mr. Marcus. You know what I mean? With the ball cap.
Mr.
Oh, that
if you
guy.
Don't know who Mr. Marcus is, you're not old enough to be listening to this show.
Yeah, if you say it again for the people in the back when they don't.
If you are not old enough to know who Mr. Marcus is, you are too young to be listening to this show.
Listen, let me see. If you ain't seen the video of Mr. Marcus and Honey,
which would be AKA Superhead.
AKA Superhead.
And if you don't know who Superhead is,
you are definitely too young to be listening
to
this show.
I was about to say, I don't know who Honey is. But y'all said Superhead, so that's enough.
That would be Mr. Eddie Winslow's girlfriend.
Ex.
And Ray J. And who somebody else to slip on the couch with the R. Kelly is one of them.
Oh, Rotimi, dude from
Rotimi too.
Rotimi, man.
Now Superhead too old for that.
Yeah, apparently.
She Rotimi dated the industry.
The whole industry.
Everybody.
Yeah. She blasted everybody and wrote a book about it.
Wrote a book.
And lived to tell the story.
And still alive.
That's remarkable. Shout out to Superhead. Because that book would have never saw the light of day.
Absolute man, listen. No, you not.
She got to have some kind of security or something.
You're going to be with the fishes.
At this point, she probably don't need it, you know, because, you know.
Well, when it killed her career, she's irrelevant at this point.
Completely. She can't even. Well, she's too old, man, you know.
Yeah, she's little.
What transferable skills? I'm just, you know.
Oh, they're transferable, all right.
I mean, but yeah, but, you know.
All right.
At all some right. point, you just kind of be like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
This is the truth. I'm finna mess some people up with this one. It's somebody out there right now that's probably 17 years old that's killing her. That's a fact.
Could
killing
be.
Her.
Could
I'm,
be.
I'm almost positive. I'm almost. And could the reason be. Why is because you have to consider we were exposed to porn and to sex in minimal doses.
Yes, absolutely.
They are exposed to it just at
to
will.
To the max.
Yeah, at will.
Y'all should see T2's face. It is. She breathed it and her whole face got sucked in.
I'm just thinking about my children. That's all.
All you can do is raise them right.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I know, but it's like,
it gets worse.
Yeah, it does.
Just saying, it gets
obviously.
Worse.
You got girls or boys?
One of each.
Oh, yeah.
They both drive me crazy in different ways.
I feel your pain.
But you know, like it's a different age. So mm-hmm. I think if I would have, I told my kids, I was like, if I had me as a parent. Like if my dad was like I am to you all, I was like I'd be a very different person. I like because I have the door open for them, not literally, but I have the door open for them where they can have conversations.
You don't want to scar
them. Absolutely not. And I'm gonna tell you something. So you know, Sean and I we flirt all the time and you know and stuff in front of them and kiss and play and all that stuff because and this is one of the reasons why we do it. And they be like, oh, you're grossing me out. But one of the reasons why we do it is because we show them. You need to see a healthy relationship.
Absolutely.
But you also need to see that the healthy relationship and the healthy sexual energy and activity takes place between two people that love each other.
Right.
And we're able to show that. And right. You don't see fighting and arguing and throwing shit in the house and all that other stuff. You see this in the house.
Right.
And so it just builds, you know, the idea of I can have this kind of relationship with someone.
Right. Absolutely.
So you know, there's positives to it. I'm just saying, you know. There was an speaking of OnlyFans. There was an article by OnlyFans. They're getting ready to shut.
I think they pulled it back.
They did because that was I was getting ready to say
temporarily.
There was such a outcry of you not taking my titties off of OnlyFans.
Shoot, it wasn't even just them. It's the creators. Shoot,
I don't know if y'all knew this or not, right? But so OnlyFans popped off after or around the same time that the X-rated population on Tumblr was excommunicated. Did y'all hear about that? That was it was a huge deal. Apparently, unbeknownst to myself, Tumblr was a huge porn site.
Did not know that.
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
I ran across an article about a year, maybe 2 years ago, and it was people from Tumblr completely outraged that they were banning all sexual content, all nudity, all of those types of things. And so, from what I understand, the popularity of OnlyFans spawned off of them being excommunicated.
Wow. Did not know that.
Now, I don't know how accurate it is. It was, you know, it was just a random article that I see all kinds of stuff on Twitter, but it was a random article on Twitter. And apparently, not only did some of the population move from Tumblr to OnlyFans, they also moved to Twitter.
Wow.
Because Twitter doesn't have the same guidelines apparently that Facebook does. Yeah, you know, Facebook can, you can't say some stuff. On Twitter, mm-hmm. you can do the absolute most.
Yeah, those right. those you can let those characters fly.
Yeah.
You can let those characters fly on Twitter.
But to be fair, like I've seen posts where it was like it'll show up and it'll be like this is like sensitive material mm-hmm. or blah 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 blah. Are we saying that they don't show that for the X-rated ones either?
Wow.
Maybe I'm not on Twitter enough.
I know I'm not on Twitter enough. I need to be.
Again, I get my news and my social commentary and like that type of thing from Twitter because there's so many different vantage points and viewpoints. But if you're not careful, they'll sneak one in on you.
That is, and, I
can
see that.
And one of the, and I hate that I can't remember this couple's name, but I followed this particular couple on purpose because I was interested with the kind of content they would put out. And it wasn't, you know, nudity, but it was next to it, right? And so I was interested because I'm like, okay, what's the angle other than you all trying to promote, you know, the only y'all OnlyFans page? I was like, okay, what's the angle? But apparently, because I followed them, it opened the freak door, right? And so all these other profiles that are like it, you know, but it's just, it's amazing the kind
of
stuff.
The door was cracked.
It was cracked. It was cracked. And I'm not gonna bust it wide open because I have, you know, I don't need no encouragement whatsoever. Let's be clear. I don't need no encouragement.
But we were talking about that, T2, about how some of the people that were on OnlyFans, like they were so outraged. There were some people who literally made like tons of money, like even during the pandemic, like they got paid. Like paid.
And you have to think, like, it probably was not just those people from Tumblr. You have to think a lot of strip clubs were closed. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows what the hookers were doing unless they were still doing what they were doing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the city was shut down, so, you know, you couldn't even be on the street.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We don't know. We don't know if they, you know, decided, hey, let me try this out.
You kind of have to, like, you got to do what you got to do.
Right. They adapted.
Yeah. I still can't see. I don't
get
the logic.
I know folks with OnlyFans.
I don't get the logic. I don't. I know I have some of my homeboys that they like, oh yeah, man, you gotta check such and such OnlyFans. No.
Nah, I can't do it.
I worked hard for this money. And I'm not finna give it to her for nothing at all.
And it's the same reason why I wasn't ever big on the strip club.
Not at all. That's a lie. I'm lying.
Oh, I'm not saying I didn't go.
I went very regularly in my military days. We went every day.
Well, I feel you. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't ever go, but I'm saying I was never big on it. And the reason why is because I was just like, I'm paying
for you to lie to me.
Yeah, it's a fantasy, and it's just.
But isn't that what a movie is?
No.
Isn't that what music is?
Movies are $8.65.
You can give the stripper $8 and whatever the hell cents.
When I was going,
you can't even get to the strip club for $8.
Yeah, no, you gotta get 2 drinks at least.
In the early 2000s, it was like what, $10 a table dance? I think $20 or something like that.
It used to be like $10 a dance.
Yeah.
I went, no, I never paid for anything.
I'm tell you how they was getting
female privilege.
How they get you is they say it's $10 a dance, but every time the DJ switch a song,
that's another
$10.
And then, you know, some of them, they think they slick. They just won't stop dancing. Yeah, I had to, hey mama, hey, that's, I'm good. Stop.
It ain't the same beat.
No, it ain't.
This is a different song.
Come on. Hold up. This was the killer for me. And this is actually, believe it or not, this is why I stopped going to strip clubs when I was like, you know, maybe 19, 20, something like that. I'm sitting there in the strip club, me and my homies, we having a good time, wilding out. You know, we not making it rain because we not balling like that.
Yeah.
We are watching the precipitation across the room. And so this is one particular girl, and you know, gorgeous face, beautiful body, the whole nine. She's dancing with this guy, and she gets up, takes him by the hand, walks him out to the private room, right?
Okay.
And so 30-45 minutes later, she reemerges. Dude reemerges, And, you know, they move around. They move to our section. And so now this beautiful, gorgeous girl with this beautiful body is dancing over here by us. And so I'm like, I got $10. Let me get a table dance. Come right over here.
Yeah.
And so she comes right over. She sits down. She begins to give me this table dance. And she leans over and she whispers in my ear, "Baby, you want to go to the private room?" And I looked up and had a light bulb moment. I said, how much does it cost to go to the private room? She says, "Well, it's going to be about $60 to go in, and then it's $100 per song." I said, "Okay, let me do this math real quick." So I start doing the math, and I say, "Well, I don't know." And she said, "No, trust me, it'll be worth it. Two songs and you're good." And that's when I begin to understand. So there's something that's really explicit about the goal in this private room.
Yeah.
And I felt some type of way. Because you just walked out the private room with the big head boy. And now you come here asking me if you want me to go. You don't like me. You want my money. Get off of me,
Did
Jezebel.
You even freshen up?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a fantasy.
Because you still smell like sweaty jasmine.
Yuck.
You know,
I hate
I'm out of here.
I hate it.
Y'all remember that body mist they used to wear back in 2002?
It smells so cheap now.
What was the name of it? Something jasmine? It was purple.
Freesia. There's
all that crazy
all
crap.
It smell like vanilla all the time. Like vanilla everywhere.
With that on top of sweat. I'm like, get off me, Jezebel. And I got up. I told my boy,
"Is that a stripper name or her real name?"
I don't have no idea. I'm lying. I do remember her name. Her name was Shine. And the reason I remember it is because whenever she got on stage, they always played the song from Shine, Bad Boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As you can see, we were in there regularly. Every weekend we was up in there.
Clearly.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's what you did in the military. You went to the strip club and blew your check.
Yeah, that's.
And drank.
I get it.
And protected the country. Same time.
Yay!
Give them one time for the soldiers and for Shine.
Hell no. I wonder what Shine looks like today.
Out of
I
the
wish
dark.
Y'all could see his face.
All right, so last but not least, Kevin Gates. I don't know where we go. Kevin Gates made a statement off on Instagram. Listen, first of all, thank you for those of you who keep up with the foolishness and all the shenanigans and foolishness on the Remix podcast. We love you and thank you for your support. So Kevin Gates says on Twitter, he says, and it was courtesy of the Shade Room, "If a woman comes in the bathroom and talks to me while I'm taking a shit, I find that very romantic. Hashtag bae, you cut different." First of all, let me just go first and then I'm out. When I'm taking a number two, that is my private time. That is my moment to be with Jesus.
As you sit on the throne.
Yes, he sits on the throne and I am too. That is my, I close the door. I used to lock it. I don't lock it anymore, but we got rules in my house. When I'm in the bathroom, don't come in. Don't come in here. I don't want nobody in here.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't want you in
here. I personally don't enjoy people walking in on me while I'm number two-ing. I think it's disrespectful and and very rude.
Yes.
Let me do what I have to do. Let me finish this on my own. I don't need your help. Get out. Get I don't need out. Get let out of the bathroom.
Finish this on my own.
Don't need your help.
Don't need your help.
Wow.
Has anybody ever have you ever like used the bathroom somewhere and somebody accidentally walked in on you?
Yes. What?
Oh my God.
That's the definition of being a mom.
No, we talking about a stranger.
Like a stranger.
Oh, a stranger.
Like you in there and then like all of a sudden they'll be like, "Oh, I didn't know you was in here."
It happened to
yes.
me.
Yes.
I'm a victim.
The fear and the anxiety of somebody coming in on you.
I'll be honest. The trauma was not mine on this particular occasion.
It was not. It was on you.
It belonged to whoever came in.
And it was. It's like if you ever saw it happen in a movie, it's exactly how it played out on this particular occasion. We're in New Orleans. We're on Bourbon Street. If you know anything about New Orleans and Bourbon Street, you know that there's one thing that there's not a lot of, and that's bathrooms.
Of course.
And so I finally found a bar that had a bathroom, but it did not have a doorknob, nor did it have a lock on the door.
Oh my God. You
know? And so I could not hold it. If I could have, I would have. Could not hold it. And I go into this bar, I use the bathroom, and this dude walks into the bathroom and he is completely inebriated. And he lets the whole damn bar know by the way he screams and falls and jumps and falls literally to the ground and rolls around screaming in agony because the bathroom was decimated.
It was officially destroyed.
It was destroyed.
Man.
Horrible night.
You
horrible
said,
night.
Fuck the door. I don't care. I have to do what I have to do.
It was that or my pants.
I'm going to tell you something.
Didn't have a choice.
I can't number two everywhere. I can't. It's
you say that unless, until number when, two. Well, I'm going to tell you.
I was going to say, there's a but. Unless. It just ain't no way to get around it, and I got to do what I got to do. Like there's just nothing I can do. Then I just got to go ahead.
I've had to have surgery, right? And I've had to have, you know, some stuff removed. And they told me, they were like, hey, listen, you know, now that you've had this done, you probably gonna have to use the bathroom very often. And I was like, man, I'll be good. I was wrong. I was absolutely positively wrong. And now when it says I'm here. You have no choice. They like the police. They serve no knock warrants.
They just show up.
It's like, oh. Yeah.
Listen, hey, sometimes it's like that. And I've been a victim to, you know, one of them days where it was just everybody done had a shitty day.
I don't think I'm really thinking about it. I really don't think that's happened to me outside of my kids and my cat and significant others. So it's like, but I will say this. I got walked in on while I was in mid pump of pumping my breast milk.
Oh wow.
That's
while I was at work. And it was a customer.
Oh wow.
That walked in while I was pumping. Fortunately it was a woman.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
So she understood.
She understood. She was like, oh, it's okay. I'll get started without you. You just finish up. I said, okay.
And she stood there and talked to you and told you that while she wow.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I was in mid-pump.
Yeah, because some people want to have conversations. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I walked
close
in.
Close the damn door.
Just leave.
And it's don't like, don't just, show back up. Don't be here when I come out.
Wait till I'm done, please.
Wow. You might want to give it about 45 minutes. Yeah,
absolutely. Light a candle up in here, too. Matter of fact, just burn the whole room down. When I'm done.
And start all the way over.
So your insurance must be high at your house if you have to burn your bathroom.
Man. Well, you know, my bathroom is like off limits. They know. Just listen. Don't even go toward it. Especially if daddy's in there, don't go in there.
Does it have a hazard sign on it?
You know, it doesn't, but I need to hang one.
I'm just telling you. Sometimes it's like that. Shit happens. And on that note, make sure that you follow us, follow the journey, follow us exclusively on Spotify. That is where you'll keep up with all of this for everybody, for T2, for WYNN.
So enjoy.
Peace.